Okay, well, shall we share the gift then and play some music?
We'll try.
Okay, I'm going to produce this really professionally. I'm just going to switch every microphone on and let's just do this. These are the California Feet Warmers. Phenomenal. Gentlemen, that was utterly wonderful. Charles on cornet, Joshua on clarinet, Carlos on guitar, Patrick on banjo, Justin on trombone, Brandon on tuba, Dominic on the drums. I mean, yeah, and that was absolutely 100% live in studio. That was just three microphones pushed up with a wing and a prayer and real, real music. I have to say, Charles, that was magnificent. Thank you.
Thank you, yeah.
What was that piece?
That's called Weary Blues. And it's an old tune. It's not one of ours, but it's a standard traditional jazz tune that everybody seems to play, and that's our little version of that tune.
you guys are now based in Los Angeles, and that's your base. But I mean, you're obviously traveling the world with this music. I take it, it's gathering interest worldwide, because there is universality about jazz, I think, that, I mean, it's loved everywhere.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there's a bunch of great European bands and bands all over the world that play this music, and it's a universal music, and especially kind of the older style. I think a lot of people our age, people in their 20s and 30s and younger, are using this music, this kind of style of jazz, because it's more danceable. It's more a little bit more of a, maybe a, it's not so much of a, I mean, you can listen to it and relax, whatnot, but it's definitely more, I think, for a party atmosphere. I mean, we play back home, we play a bunch, you know, we play everything, events, bars, parties, dances, weddings, everything. We're always playing and doing concerts, and this is the music that people like to party to.
And there is, and there is very much within the context of the gig and the performance, there is that party element, and this element too. You really get a sense from you on a stage, even though you're on a stage and we're in an audience, we do get that sense that you want us to be part of it, that we're very much all in this together, and it's a joint celebration. It isn't just you performing and us listening. It's much a communal thing in your view.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's better if everybody's doing it together. It's just more fun if we're all doing it together. We're not, you know, when we play concerts and kind of everybody's quiet and looking at us, it can make us feel a little uncomfortable sometimes, because we just want it to be a big celebration. You know, that's what music is, and that's what it is to us. You know, it's a celebration of life.
Your Irish tour, as you say, starting in Donegal with the Argyll Arts Festival, two very successful gigs last night, obviously, in Rathmullen, tonight in Gweedore in West Donegal, both sellouts. The Mountain Stage of the Argyll Arts Festival, the stage at the Swell Festival on Arranmore Island, that's on Sunday night. I'm sure that is something you're looking forward to, because it'll be perhaps a different audience to the sort of audience you might normally expect to get.
Big time, yeah. So we're definitely looking forward to that. Absolutely. I mean, every concert we play is different. All the audiences are different, and they're all, you know, special in their own way. But you know, go ahead.
I have to say, I cannot think of a better way to close a festival. Now, the Swell Festival is one. It's maybe a slightly younger crowd with contemporary music by and large, and some other art and performance and poetry and things as well, comedy as well. I cannot think of a better way to close a festival like that than with a performance from people like yourselves. The piece you played may have been called Weary Blues, but that performance was anything but weary. And I think if you're going to close a festival, close a celebration like that, what better way than with the sort of thing you do?
Well, that's what we think.
Well, and it's obviously what the organisers in the Argyll Arts Festival think as well.
All right, well, we like what they're doing, I think, yeah.
Guys, all I can do is just once again thank you, Charles, Joshua, Carlos, Patrick, Justin, Brandon, Dominic. That was wonderful, absolutely enjoyable. And we wish you the best, obviously, Gweedore tonight and Arranmore tomorrow and the rest of your Irish tour. And look forward to seeing you back again in Donegal at some point in the future.
Absolutely.
Gentlemen, it's been a pleasure, it's been a privilege. Thank you.
Pleasure.
Thank you, Claire.
Thank you.